Okay, today is Daf Vav. We're on Daf Hey Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Where it says Utsman. And today's shiur is sponsored by the Shaman family, by Marcel and Tammy. Lila Nishmas Blima Nechaya Blima Bas Mordechai. The archetype is today. Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, and learning should be a sukkah for her neshama. So we're continuing the journey through all the cases where Abaya says E Ovid Mahani. And Rava says, Iyavid lo mahani, asking questions back and forth. So far, Abaye and Rava have never argued. Because we've had a pasuk to go eat. In other words, Kashan Abaye. No, here they hold like Rava. Kashan Rava. No, here it's an exception. Right? So far, as a matter of fact, at the end of the Gemara today, the Gemara is going to ask, what are they arguing about? They're not arguing about anything. Every case is the same. Every case they both agree on. Question is, they agree because there's a special pasuk and a special limud and a special this and a special that, but they don't argue anything. And here we go. Next one. The hare hamakdish bale mumin l'mizbeach. If you makdish a bal mum to the mizbeach, that animal cannot be brought as a carbon. As a mum. So you makdish it, you shouldn't do that. Not only shouldn't you do that, you're not allowed to do that. The Ravira. The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, kol asher bo mum lotakrivu. Any animal that has a mum, don't be mocked with that animal. Utnan, and we learn, hamatish bali mum and legabim is there. If somebody did it, the difference between matish and being mocked. First you mockish it, then you mock with it. Right? Torah said, don't be mock with it. You went ahead and you mockish it. Hamatish bali mum legabim is there. Afal pi shahu below sase. Even though there's a low sase, masha asa asui. What you did is good. Still becomes Kodesh. So you have to Rava, Tashan Rava, Kod the Rava, you have a law Bahani, it should not be Kedusha. It should not have any Kedusha. You hear that, Kasha? Amalach Rava, Rava will answer you, Shiny Hatsam. No, there it's different. Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Ulaneder lo Yiratse, that it can't be a Neder. Meaning, Ritzahu de lo Maratse. It can't affect atonement. It can't work. But HaMikadesh Kachi, but it becomes holy. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to redeem it. Again, so what do you see? Really, Yavid, Lomahani. But here I view with the buyer because I have a pasuk. Every case, didn't realize that yesterday, every case is like that. Right? Rubber really holds, Lomahani. How come over here it's Mahani? Because it's a special pasuk. Right? Now, Ula Baya, Sakorin Ta Baya, E Delo Amarachmana Uleda Lo Yiratse. If, don't go to the Baya, these words for it. Sakorin Ta Baya, it's Mahani anyway. So, Idol Amrachmana Ulunedelo Yiratse, had it not said these words, Havamina, I would have thought, Ka'over Mitzvah, it's like Ka'over Mitzvah, the kosher. It's like you violated the mitzvah, true. However, it's kosher, says Rashi, last three words. Afilu Lahakriv, even to be Makriv, I would have thought that. Kamash Malan, that's what these words come to tell me. It's a Sfasemis. How's that possible? I would have thought that you're allowed to be makrif about mum because you were makrish it. Not being about mum. Why would I think that? So the Sfasemis did that Rashi means that you have to change the, what do you mean? Bid the effort. If I didn't redeem it, and I makrish about mum, then Abaye says, everyone agrees, you're not supposed to do that. Because the Pasuk says, don't do that. But I was makrish it anyway. I didn't know. Not the shit anyway. So if I hold it, it's good. It's good. Rav also holds it's good. Then I went ahead and brought it for the Eved. So we'll say, okay, you get rejected Shabbayim. Supposed to bring the Chatos? You got it. Supposed to bring an Ola? You got it. Come on, I swear that doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It's Mahani, true, but it doesn't work. You don't get the check mark for bringing that carpet. Why? Because it had a move. Next case. Next case is the flip side of the coin. The Hari Makdish Tamim in Lebeda Kabayit. You were Makdish a Tamim animal for the upkeep of the temple. Now why are you doing that? If you have a good animal, then bring it as a carbon. Why are you bringing it for upkeep? As a matter of fact, there's lots to do that. Right? I'm not talking about a donkey or a zebra that can't be brought as a carbon. I'm talking about a good kosher animal. Why are you bringing it to Lebeda Kabayit? The Bezin has the base fix has to sell it and use the money. Why are you doing that? As a matter of fact, you shouldn't do that. Dari makdish tamim in lebedakabayis. You makdish a tamim to bedakabayis. Dam rachmona, the Torah says, nidava
tase oso, right? Nedava is a tase oso. Zed kachi better kabayit, right? In other words, you should utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah. Shita Mikabetis points out there is no mitzvah in Shas. It's going to say the following, the close one. So tonight we learned hamatish tamim and lebera kabayit. If someone is matish a tamim to better kabayit, afal pi shahu below tase, even though there's a lot to that. Masha asa asui, it's good. Again, to yuchta the rava. According to rava, it should not work at all. So she's the Mikabet says, there's no Mishnah that says that. There's a Mishnah in Shkalim that says that good animals should be brought as karbanos, and mums or other things should be brought for better kabayim. That's what the Mishnah in Shkalim does say. So that's a little bit of a stretch. So they just paraphrase it. Right? So the kash on rava. Again, amalach rava. Rava says, really, I hold lo mahani. But again, over here, I agree with Abaya. Why do I agree with Abaya? Because the psukim, just like I got out of the previous psukim, that if you're makdish of balmum, it works. Right? We said if you're makdish of balmum as a carbon, it works. Well, I mean, it works. It becomes kedusha. So too, the flip side of the coin, if I take a good animal and I'm makdish of a better carbon, it also works. Same source. Amalach Rava, Mimakom Shenis Rabu Bali Mumin Lagabi Mizbeach, from the same place that I'm Marbe, that Bali Mums can become Kodesh as a Mizbeach, this Rabu Tumimin Leberach Abayis. That's the same source that I can bring a Balmum, a Tumim, a good one, to the Berach Abayis. See Rashi, the first skinny line in the Rashi, right? Dahabahu Kroksiv Ulaneder Lo Yiratze. We just read the pasuk said ulu neder lo yirate. If you bring a balmum lo yirate, you're not going to get a check mark for that, right? Says Rashi, b'mina lekamon elu kachim mizbeach. These are the kachim mizbeach, meaning a carbon. Uksiv lo yirate demashma ritu lo mirate. You're not going to get your check mark for it. Ha makdish kachi, but you can still be makdish it. That's what we just said 5 minutes ago, right? The iskish tamimin lebera kabayis. And we make a hekish from tamims. V'itzkish tamim and lebera kabayis lebali mum and lemizbeach. We make a hekish from tamims for the bera kabayis to mums for the mizbeach. Daha mechad kor nafkilisu. They're both written in the same pasuk. The law machdish. It doesn't work. Hilkach iskish nami leinyan masha asa osli. Just like we make a hekish regarding being machdish them, we make a hekish whether or not it works. Therefore, says Rav, but really I hold lo mahani. How come if someone's makdish a good animal to better kabayis, it works? Because I have a pasuk. Again, I agree with Abaye here. Good. Next, Bare Gezel. When it comes to Gezel, right? The Rachmana Omar, the Torah said, lo sigzal, you're not allowed to steal. What if you do steal? We spend half of the percent of Baba Kama is the Kenyan from stealing, which means you own it. How could you own it? Not allowed to steal. Right? How could you own it? Utnan, and we learned, Hagoz el Eitzib, if somebody steals wood, Basan Caleb, and he makes a chair out of it, or Tam Mary steals wool, Basan Begadim, and he steals Begadim, Meshalim Kishas Hagzela. You pay from the time that you stole. At the time that you stole. So you have to derava. That's a Kashan Rava. Why is that a Kashan Rava? Says Rashi, the Rashi Kishas Hagzela, Tam Mary Be'etzim Ba'alma. You steal Temer and Eitzim. Aval, HaKelim, VaHaBegadim, VaKelim and Begadim, Kona, VaShinui. They became Kona, by you will Kona them by changing them. So you have to the rubble. Why don't you have to give back the chair? Give back the chair. No, you don't have to give back the chair. You have to give back wood. I stole wool, I made a shirt. The guy said, can I have my wool, please? I don't have it, I made a shirt. So give me the shirt. No, I'll give you different wool. Right? Why? Because halacha. You kona it. You stole wool. You made a chair out of it. You made a shirt out of it. Now you do tshuva. You don't give back the shirt. The shirt's yours. You give back wool now. What? Yeah, but the point is that when you... Exactly. It's still sitting right here. It's like the guy's wearing it. Please take off that shirt and give me the shirt. You don't have to do that. Why? Because you will kona what you stole. How can you be kona what you stole? Eavid lo mahani. Not a steal. You stole, and that belongs to you? What kind of business is that? According to Rava, it doesn't work. How can it be yours? You're coned. Yeah, you got to give that other one, whatever. Paying for it. I mean, paying for it. It's right there. The chair's right there. Give me that chair. No, I don't have to give you the chair. The chair's mine now. What do you mean it's yours? You stole it. The answer is, there's such a thing as a kinyan of gazela. Says Rabbi, how can there be a kinyan for gazela? The Gemara says, Rabbi, you hold Lomahani. You stole it, doesn't work. It belongs to you now. But we're rewarding you for stealing, it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Amalak Rabbi. Rabbi says, you're right. Really, I hold Lomahani. But here I agree with Abaya. Why do I agree with Abaya? To the Pasuk. The Shani Hasam, Tamar Kra, it says, Asher Gazal. You only have to pay Asher Gazal, which means, Kimasha Gazal, what you stole. I didn't steal a shirt. I didn't steal a chair. I stole wood. So, the fact that I made it into a chair, that I don't have to give you now. It's not Asher Gazal. I only give you wood. Ula Abaya, so according to Abaya, who said this is true anyway. Anyway, that's true. Why? Because you have a Mahani. So, hi Asher Gazal. What do you do? What does he do with the word Asher Gazal? He violates. He holds like this. If I, let someone steals, right? And they want to do tshuva. But halacha is they have to pay a fifth of what they stole. As a keren plus a chomesh. It's not geneva. Geneva is keso. This is gezela. So the only the halacha is you pay a fifth extra. But what if your father stole and now you want to do tshuva for your father? Now you don't have to pay the fifth. Why, you didn't steal after all? That's what Abaye does with that pasuk. Okay? Rava learns, I'm repeating it again because the Gemara is going to, Rashi is going to dredge this up late on the base. The Gemara is really a Rava hold, Yovid Lomahani. How come you own something that you steal? Because it says Asher Gazal. Only when, at the time you stole it. And what does Abaya do with Asher Gazal? That you don't have to pay a fifth to the Gzela for your father. Okay? Very good. Good? Next. Dari Mashkin. That the halach is, when you take a Mashkin, you will lend somebody money, and you want to make sure that they're going to pay you back, so you take the gold watch. So you're sitting with their gold watch. The Rachmana of the Torah says, Lo Savo El Beso La Vanavoto. Don't go into the house to take the mashkin. Don't make the guy feel like he's worthless, like I'm barging in and taking his stereo, taking his gold watch. Don't do that. Make a deal beforehand. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Machzir Es Hakar Belaila. You have to return his pillow at night. V'es Hamachareisha Bayom. And his plow, good, thank you, his plow by the day, meaning what? Meaning what? Even if I take a mashkin, whenever the borrower needs it, I have to give it back. So every morning I come for the pillow, I come for the pajamas, and every night I give it back to him. Same thing with the plow. Every morning I drop it off, and every night I pick it up. Right? So far, so good. Kiyof the Durava, Takasha on Rava, Takasha that. So look at Rashi. Rashi says one thing. Rashi says, Gabe mimashkinan bal kar. It's the Rashi like 2 lines down from where we are. Gabe mimashkinan bal karcho katana lo bav metia. In bav metia, the Gemara learns that this is a case of bal karcho. I violated the law of going into the guy's house. I'm not supposed to go into the house. But the Torah says, don't do that. Don't go there. I went in anyway. This wasn't an arm's length negotiation. Yeah, I'm borrowing $1 million. Here's my gold watch. No. I lent you the money, and we didn't make up any mashkins. I trusted you. Then I had a thing, maybe I'm never going to get. I went into your house, took your pillow. It's bal karcho. Right? So the Torah said, don't do that. Now what's the halacha? Halacha is, I have to give it back every night. I wasn't supposed to do it. I took your pillow, but every night I give it back so you can sleep, and everyone will come take it again. What do you see? That it works. So the point is, how could that work? Right? Alma Mahani. See, it works. The Kani Lamashkin Yom. You get the Mashkin by the day. The Hainu Macharesha. Kani Balaila Uksus Laila Kani Malva Bayom. Alma Mahani. By day I get to keep it. By night I get to keep it. Whichever one it is. It's a night item, a day item. I get to keep it. And then at the other time, at night I got to give the pillow back. In the day I got to give you a plow back. What do you see? That the lender who violated the Torah and went into the house to take something. Now we're negotiating like we're negotiating. Now, every night I'll come back, don't worry about it. What do you mean? You have a Lomahani. Doesn't work. How could you take it back every morning? If you weren't supposed to take it, every morning I'm going to give it back to you? Kind of business. So that's what we're saying. Then he did that. He didn't have Bezdin. Bezdin didn't approve it. So therefore he did it on his own. Bakarcha. Right? Had he gone to Bezdin and said, listen, I lent the money, I want a mashkin. Bezdin said, fine, no problem, get a mashkin. That's not what happened. I did a bal karcho. Torah says you're not allowed to do that. And I see it works. And every night I'm coming back. So 1 second. Who said that? Okay. The Tosfos is going to say something a little similar to you in a minute. You'll see. A little similar. Amalek Rava. Rava says, really, I hold Yavid Lomahani. What's going on over here? Shiny Hassam. There it's different. The Amar Kra, because the Torah said, Hashav, Tashiv. Return it. As Rashi says, the Rashi of Shiny Hassam, Miruba Dekra, Naftalon. It's an extra word. Or I say double Hashav. Hashav, Tashiv. Return it. The Machzir, Kama Pa'amim. You can return it many times. Every night you're going to return that pillow. Blomish Kachasla, Elahachi. The machzer kliyom bayom, ukli laila balaila, umehacha nafka tikani. Here you see that you own it. You own it. Really, I hold the Ovid Lomahani. But here I agree with Abaya. Why do I agree with Abaya? Because Torah said so. Throw it out of the hashiv tashiv. Every night you got to return it. Every morning you got to return it. So what do you see? It belongs to you. Said, now look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, second Tosfos. Tosfos is going to explain. The E, lo, mahani. If it wouldn't work, in other words, if I barred did and took your pillow, if that wouldn't work, lo hay tfisa so tfisa. I wouldn't even get it at all. V'hoye lo lahakzirim lebaila mikolko. I'd have to return it no matter 100%. I'm sorry I took your pillow. Take your pillow back. Now, listen, I need a mashal. Let's go to bed. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, I barred did, I take your pillow, I get to keep the pillow. All right, I got to return it every night. So what do you see? Ibbahani. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, Minolon, Demasnisan, Demashkano, Shaloba Rishus, Ivy. Who said we're talking about Shaloba Rishus? Who said I barged in? Dilma, maybe. Mashkino Shaliach Bezdin, Kamar. Maybe I went to Bezdin. I got permission. Demachzir Hakar Balila, Umachare Shabiyom. Every night I got to return the pillow, and every morning I got to return the plow. Dilo Avar. I didn't do anything wrong. Aval Hecha de Avar. But if I did do something wrong, aim alach the law mahani. Maybe it wouldn't work. Right? Rashi answered that question in two words. He says the Mishnah above Matiya. The Yesh Lomar, the Hach, Mishnah, Maisina, Parakamakabel, because that's what the Mishnah explains the case. Gabe, Mashkino, Shalom, Rishos, that where you took it without permission. But it's also the same thing as Rashi, it's longer words, usually all the way around, right? The Tani Le'elmine, because we learned the case right before that above Mitzia, Hamal v'chaveiro, so he lends his friend money, lo yam shichenu el b'bezdin. You should only take a mashkin with Bezdin's permission, Bezdin's approval. Lo yachnas l'beiso, litol mashkin. You can't barge into the guy's house, take a mashkin. Shenemar b'chutz tamod, you wait outside. Hayolo shnei kelim, notalechem v'neachechad, machzer zakar v'laylev, and sefokesh v'yom, alma ashalo b'rshus koin. So what do you think? That's all this is very lengthy, that you did it without permission. That's why, this even is a question. Who's it a question? Not a question of Rava. If it's Lo Mahani, you have to give the pillow back altogether. So this Rava says, really I hold Lo Mahani. However, here I agree with Abaya, there's a pasuk. Again, we have not found one place where they argue. Next case. Now, Ula Abaya, so according to Abaya, it's Mahani anyway. Mahani anyway, right? So, E Lav the Amarach Mona Hashif Tashiv, had the Torah not said Hashif, or the Hashif Tashiv have to do with anything now. Because I buy it, it's irrelevant. Why? It's Mahani anyway. Right? The Hashav Tashav double Hashav. Have Amina, says Abaya, I would have thought, Isura Ovid. You did it on Isser. Now, E Ovid, E Boy in a Heder. If you want, you can return it. It's very nice of you. E Boy Lona Heder. You don't have to return it. Kamash Malon, just because you violated the Torah, you still have to return it. Every night, the guy needs a pillow. That's what Abaya learns from it. Okay, now, listen to this unbelievable Tosfos. It's the next toss of shiny hustle. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're only going to do a little bit. It's, I don't know, at least like one third of the way down where it says kasha mehahi. You see it, kasha mehahi? I haven't hit a second word on the line. It's like one, two, three, four, like seven lines before the lines get wider in Tosfos. You see where it says kasha? You see it? Kasha mehahi. If anyone find it? No one got it? Kasha mehahi, the self parakamakabel. Where it says Bab Matiya Daf Kuf Ted Zayin Amar Aleph, Dahu Gavra, there was a guy, the Chaval Sakina, the Ashkata Nichavre, he took a knife, the guy was a butcher, he took his knife as a mashkin, Asala Kamed Abaya, he came to Abaya, Amalei Abaya said, Zilla Hader, go and give him back that night. Because that's his parnasa. You can't take an item for parnasa. Give back that night. Wait a minute, Abaya holds his mahani. So the kivan, the isle la Abaya, the oven mahani, Abaya amal zila hader. Why did Abaya say give it back? What? What do you mean? Right. So the halacha is, you can't take something the guy needs. So it must be. I hear what you're asking. It must be that case. This case with Abaya was he made him return altogether, or maybe even at night. Maybe it must be something like that, because it doesn't make any sense, right? So it must be a case like it must be that he made him return altogether, or even at night. So Abaya said, "Give it back." Why Abaya said, "Give it back"? So Abaya is in a fundamental principle here. V'yesh lomar demairi shalonis kavinahu gavra la'avar, right? He had no intention of violating the Torah. He didn't realize. Umehai taima, and because of that, nami nicha kushi acheres. I answer another question with this rule. It's non, perakam akabel, over the same story. Hevel rechai and verechev. If somebody takes a rechai, which is a double mill, lokish shtayim, you get malchus twice. The kasha, kivin the isbelela by the isle, takana bechazara, the karba besakina, the ashkafta. If I can just return it, if I return the knife, if I return it, isn't that a lav shin the glase? Why am I getting malchus? The lav shin the glase. I violated the lav of taking the thing to go return it. Abaye said, you have to return it to go return it. Why are you getting a lav? The zila hader. Im kain, am I lucky? Lav shin the glase. It's a lav shin the glase. Why am I getting malchus for? Ulafi hadit rash dinicha. Now what I said makes sense. The hard Amar Abaya Zilah Hader. When Abaya said return it, Myri Bishalom is Kavin Lavar. I had no intention of being over. I didn't realize. The hard that Nandalaki Bimis Kavin Laover, where I intended it. So the Tosfos just threw a whole monkey. He just threw a whole other criteria. When you violate this Aveira, whichever Aveira it is, did you have Kavana to violate it? Or you didn't know what you were doing? So says Abaya, I hold it's good only if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, why should it be good? Hear that? Very interesting. Right? Okay. Next. Tare peya. It's something called peya. Right? Peya means you leave a corner of your field. What if you didn't leave a corner of the field? Right? Derechmana amar l'sechala pasavcha b'kurtzufa. Right? You leave a corner of your field. Utnan. Mitzvah's peya l'hafrish min hakama. You're supposed to leave a peya when it's standing grain. When it's standing grain. When it's only come. Lo hafrish min hakama. If you didn't do that, you have to give payah from the pile. Right? I have a pile of wheat now. Lo yivrishmena amarim. If I didn't do that, yivrishmena kri. At least when I already grind it up, made a pile of wheat. I ground it up already. It's a pile now. At least give from there. Ad shelo mirchu. As long as you didn't smooth it off. Mirchu. Once you smoothed it off, now, maisro. Now you take off maiser. Vinosinlo. You still have to give. You still have to give what? You still have to give payah. You still have to give it. Mishum Rishmol Amu Afam Afishman Isa. Even if you made it to do already, you still give payah. Anyway, to Yufta Da Abaya, the Kashan Abaya. Why is it a Kashan Abaya? Abaya said it's all good, it all works, right? Now, why is it a Kashan Abaya? What? Once it's done, exactly. So you can always do that. I can always volunteer. We're not talking about volunteers. We're talking about halacha. So according to Abaya, why do I have to give any payah? Why do I have to give? Why? I violated Eovid Mahani. It's all good. So what? Right? You can always be attacking for what you did. You can always do that. That wouldn't be a halacha. That would be a musr. A chassid. Means chassid to us, give it anyway. That's not what the Mishnah said here. The Mishnah said, you keep on giving. What do you keep on giving for? You hear the kasha? Amalach Abaya. Really, I hold that Yavid Mahani. But here I agree with Rava. Why? Shani Hasam, Damar Kra, Tazov, Yisera. As Rashi points out, there are extra words, Yisera, extra words of Tazov, that the halacha keeps on going. And by the way, that's why Rashi says, by the Meister, by the Meister issue, there is no Meister. There is no. I'm sorry. Okay, forget that. Rava Amalach, Yeshulcha Aziva Acheret Kizu. So according to Rava, it's not Mahani anyway. Why do I need all these words of Kazo? Rava for another pshat. Ezu Mafkir Karmo. This is someone who's Mafkir is Kerem. Titania, Hamafkir Karmo. Somebody's Mafkir is Kerem. Why is he Mafkir is Kerem? Because he want to give Truma. Right? So he's Mafkir is Kerem. Heshkim L'Shachar Ubatro. And he wakes up in the morning and he gets it back. He acquires it back. So nothing changes. Except for one thing. Chayev Beperet Ba'olos. He's still Chayev in giving Peret and Olos, which are like Shikha and Peya, Leket and Shikha by grapes. Beshikha Upeya. But who put them in a miser? But you have to, you got out of giving miser. Why? Because there's a no, as Rashi explains, there's no extra tazo by miser. So you got out of it. You managed to get out of it. What do you see from here? Really, Ihavid, Abaya says Mahani. But here I agree with Rav. Why I have a pasuk? So Amalei Rav Acha braid the Rav of Ravashi. Vahash is Shehina Kolhani Shinui. Now that we just spent two daf talking about this, so da Bayal Rav might be pligi. What are they arguing about? There is no machlokas. Right? There's no machlokas. Rashi says, I'm sorry, there's no machlokas. Why is there no machlokas? Every case they agree. So we haven't found one case where they don't agree. They agree in every single case. The Gemara is going to answer. So the Gemara is going to basically say there is no answer. They don't disagree at all. It was just a machlokas in the basic measures. How you darshim took him. That's basically what the Gemara is going to answer. The Gemara is going to try to give an answer. Not going to be successful. So we can read the answer first. So the Gemara says like this: Ribbis kitzutz of kriplagi. They're arguing about ribbon. I'll lend you $1,000. You didn't pay me back $1,200. Does that work? You violated the door. Does it work? So who could divrei Rabbi Elazar? The Amar Belazar: Ribbis kitzutza yotze b'dayanim. Ribbis kitzutza fixed ribbis. The dayanim make you give it back. Avak ribbis. But ribbis is only derabbanan. For example, I owe you $1,000, right? So you come up with me, if you pay me back earlier, I'll charge you only $900. Pay me back later, I'll charge you more. That's not really ribbis, all right? It's, you know, everything's a deal. Oh, if you sell it to me now, I'll pay you this. Sell it to me later. All these deals like that. That's all avak ribbis. I lend you $1,000, I want $1,200. That's real ribbis. That's kitsutza. Everything else, so any of the other examples, and yotze b'dayanim. There is no issue of the honor. There is no, the Bezim won't make you give it back. Why? So listen to Rabbanon. It's still awful. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, I feel Rabbis Kitzutza and the Yotze B'Dionon. Even Rabbis Kitzutza. Even Rabbis Kitzutza the Dionon won't take it, won't make you give it back. So the Gemara explained, so Rashi explained, I buy a hole, like Rabbi Yochanan. Really, it's an Avera. But once I did it, the Bezim won't make me give it back. Why? Yavid Mahani. And according to Rashi, I have to give it back. Why? It goes like Rava. You hear that? Amalei Hasan b'svara pligi? What, you think they're arguing in a svara? They're not arguing in svara. Hasan b'kray pligi. They're arguing in psukim. They're arguing in how do you read psukim? Damar b'yitzchak. Okay, now let's stop. Let's go back to the Tosafot. So what did the Gemara answer? The answer is ribbis kitzutza. The Gemara is going to reject it. Because the Gemara is going to say they're not arguing in a svara. It's a machlokas tanoim. An early Amoraim, right? Rabbi Yochanan. They're not arguing in a svara. What's the story with Rivets? What's the story with Eov and Mahani? That's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about psukim. They're going to be psukim in Yecheskel about giving back the Rivets. Okay? So it's not, it doesn't apply. Okay? Tosfos says, I have a case of whether or not they are or they agree on. The Im Tomar, listen to this Tosfos. Nema, the pligi of the pligi bahachi, kigon, Adam Shinishba, a guy makes a shvua, listen to this case. A guy makes a shvua, Shalo Lagarish Ashto. He makes a shavua, he will not divorce his wife. Right? The Achakak Girsha. Then he divorced her. Right? Now, did that work? The Abaya Mahani. According to Abaya, that's a good shavua. That's a good get. The Rava, according to Rava, Lo Mahani. It's not a good get. Why not? Girishin, not a good Girishin. Given the Ava a member of the Rahmana, because he violated the Torah. That's not, I got you a case. You hear that case? You hear that case? Right? When are you never supposed to divorce your wife? You're allowed to divorce her. He made a shavua. See, so by ones. Okay. So we asked that already. That was the first case we asked yesterday, right? And what did we answer? It was all psukim. That was a complicated one. Right? So here tells this question. And the answer is very posh. Why not? Shmuz chal, I love you so much, I'll never divorce you. The next day the shayach comes with a get. Does that get chal? He violated his shvua. So he violated the Torah. So Tosfos's answer is, one thing has nothing to do with the other. V'yesh lomar, kibun de, she'in iser kamo lo yuchal l'shalcha. This is not like the iser, you can't send her out. You're not allowed to divorce her like by an ones. Why? Shehu, to change the girsa, shehu gor mes iser b'kai gavda. Here, you caused this iser. Who told you to make a shvua like that? Torah happens to be, there's a thing in the Torah called Shavuot. Happens to be. You can't violate your Shavuot. That has nothing to do with the get. For your creation. Exactly. The get's good, and you're over a Shavuot. This is not a case of Eov Mahani or Lo Mahani. Right? Lo Amar Rava de Lo Mahani. Rava would not say that. Rava would not say it doesn't work. You're not divorced because you made a Shavuot. If that's crazy. Okay? Good question, good answer. Now listen to the next one. Maybe because Tosfos is asking what you're asking to the next one, she doesn't answer. Bekasha, listen to this one. Bekasha l'beinu baruch. Amayelo kabar, pligi b'hachi. How about the following case? Kigon, impada b'char o meiser o charamim. You have a firstborn animal. It's a b'char. You redeem it. You're not allowed to do that. It's a carbon. You went ahead and redeemed it for a meiser animal or a charam. Lo mahani l'kuli alma. Nobody holds that works. Kidim afarish suga. We said yesterday. De la baya lo laki kivan de lo mahani. Dahachi amar baya le'el. Dehecha de lo mahani lo laki. Right, Abaya said yesterday, it doesn't work, but you still don't get malchus for whatever reason. Ula rava laki, and rava would say you get malchus. Mishum de avar emember de rachmana. Because you violated the Torah. B'tzar rachiyan. Hova doesn't answer it. Hear that? That could be a case. Tosfos doesn't answer it. So the Chinuch answers, Tosfos knew this answer, the Chinuch answers because it's a lav she'in bo maitha. What'd you do? All you did was talk. All you did was say, I'm redeeming the animal and I'm putting the Kedusha somewhere else. What kind of maitha did you do? What if you did redeem? So what maitha did you do? You didn't do a maitha. What? Hey, no, what's the maitha? All he did was talk. He said, I'm the Kedusha of this Bechar is going to move over to that other animal over there. Right. Okay. The tone Kachim answers, it's a lav, shenitzik latte. You don't get malchus anyway. What's the lav shenitzik latte? It's the same latte by Tamura. Now it's Kodesh. The same thing as Tamura. Now it became Kodesh. So it's a lot of shit that I say, that's where there's no malchus. It's they don't disagree. A bayit rabba both hold, there's no malchus. The only question is, I didn't want to know that. Right? So he felt that was a bad answer. Okay. Anyway, we're back to the Gemara. So we're discussing the case of, we said that the ribbis is a ribbis could be an issue between the two of them. Ribbis! According to Abaya, you don't have to give it back. And according to Rabbi, you have to give it back. Right? That's a good point. That's what they disagree on. So the Gemara said, that you think they're arguing in a svara about Eoved Mahani? No, they're arguing about Pesukim. The Amar of Yitzhak, fourth line. My time with Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra. It says Beneshech Nosan. You gave ribbis. V'tar Bislacha. You took ribbis. V'chay Lo Yichya. You're not going to live. V'chayim Nitein. Living is the issue. V'lo Li Shavon. You don't have to give it back. Not the issue of giving it back. It's the issue of whether you're going to live. Racha Bar Ada Amar Mehacha. No, it says Me'reisim Elokecha Ani Hashem L'morin Asatev V'lo Li Shavon. It's going to be an issue of mora. Issue of be afraid. You don't have to give it back. Rav Avraham Hacha Hatoavo Hakel Asu Most Yumas Dam of Bo. Yeah, such a horrible. You're going to die. And then it says before that, behold, it's been parish shofet dam. It's like a murderer. Hukshu Milui Rivis Lashofet Damim. Charging interest is like murder. Ma Shofet Damim Lo Nitan Lishavon. When you murder, you can't bring the guy back. Ah Milui Rivis Lo Nitan Lishavon. You don't have to give it back. That's why he said you don't have to give it back. Not because of Mahani law. Nothing to do with that. Amar of Nachum, my time of Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar's reason why he said you do have to give it back? Amar Kra, b'chayel chichi imach. He has to live with you, right? He had their leg, he had the nichi imach. Give it back so he can live with you. He can get on with his life. You just took all that rivet. Give it back. Give the guy a chance. So v'el amai kamivul v'yabayev rabba. So what are they arguing in? They're arguing in b'shinui kona. They're arguing in the case of shinui kona. What does that mean, shinui kona? Look at Rashi. We're running out of time. Look at Rashi, quickly. Rashi says tup chatim. The first shot is, they're not arguing about anything. Rashi, first shot. Tabaya savar shinui sheshina v'avar al das hamakom kona. It always works, in whatever case it is, whatever the issue is. Whenever you violate an isser, it's mahani. Bar mehecha diktivi kroi. Except where the pasuk says show like Rava. Ula Rava, lo kani. Rava holds, it never works. Yavid lo mahani. Ba'ela hecha diktivi kroi. Except where I agree with Abaya, because the pasuk tells me it should work. Below is farish lundel have imidit benayu. There is no difference between them. They're not arguing about anything. Ella, tirutze dahani tiyofto. Except for every answer we gave to every kasha. In other words, the only thing they're arguing about is how to darshan psukim. Demar islay demishum demahani velo mahani hu. One held it's good, it's no good, depending on who it is. Umar islay mishum time of dikra. And the other one said, no, I'll tell you what that pasuk really means. Which is what we did the whole time. Right? Abaya said, really, here I agree, because of the following pasuk. Then what does Rofa do with that pasuk? He does the ABC. The whole daf is like that. First, they're not arguing about anything. Second, is they're arguing on ketela. And Rashi reinterprets that whole Gemara before about Asher Gazal. They only have Shinri Kona. Really? They're arguing about Shinri Kona. We said that Rova held like Abaya. That really you are Kona. That Rashi says, no, you really you're not. And he says a whole long thing to explain the Gemara there. First, they're not arguing about anything. Amazing. At the end of the day, they're not arguing about anything. Lashon Acher, Bahani Shino Deshaninon, they're arguing about, Rashi says, this is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. The same bottom line. The bottom line is, they're not arguing about anything. They're only arguing about how you darshim sukim. Lishna Achrina, another version of the exact same story, Ribis Kitsuta. They're arguing about Ribis Kitsuta. La Baya, La Hadar, Ribis. Rava Mahad Ribis. According to Abaya, you don't have to return it. According to Rava, you have to return it. Right? So Rabbi Nami Shavar Mafkin and Ribis Kitsuta, Bidiganin. But Rabbi also knows they have to return it. The Amar Rabbi, there was a story. Hadin, the Masik Bechavri Arba Zuzi Burbisa. There was a guy who owed 4 zoos for Ribis. And Biavle Lamalve Bechanutse Glimo de Shavi Chamisha Ba'arba. And he had a shirt that was worth 5 zoos. So he gave the shirt for 5 zoos to pay off the 4 zoos Ribis. Ki Mafkin and Mine, so Rabbi held, Ki Mafkin and Mine, Dalab Mafkin and Mine. We make him give back 4 zuz. Baha zuz of matana hu diavle. What about the extra zuz? That we say was a present. Virava amar chamisha mafkina mine. No, you give back the 5 zuz. The whole thing has to be given back. My time of why? Kula v'tora sibisa kasi liade. Really, the whole thing is ribis. Elakikam afliga baya virava arabaya virava bishuni kone. What are they arguing in? How you learn apsukim? There is no mach. They can't be arguing about ribis. What are they arguing in? They're arguing about nothing. Arguing about how you darshan psukim. Fascinating. How do we paskin? So, the pashas are paskin like Rava. This is not one of the odds of God. Paskin like Rava. As the Rava seems to say in certain places, you call like Abaya. You have to figure out all the cases, how exactly we get out of that, because even the Rambam knew that you don't paskin like Abaya except for Yalka Gam. Okay? Fascinating story, and we move on. Now, Hanar Avonim, we started off with that talking about if you're makdish something that like, Iyavid lo mahani. Doesn't work. So you have to find a case, not from the ones we mentioned the past 2 days, where Abaya gave it to Rava, where Rava gave in on every single one because of Psukim, quote unquote Psukim. So he gave it to Abaya. So where else does it come up? I don't know. You've always had it throughout Shas and work. Oh, is this the issue of, right? Okay. Tana Rabbanan. What? Exactly. Tana Rabbanan. Kol asher bo mom lo takrivu. Anything that has a mum, you can't bring for a carbon. Matam Lomar, why does it say that? Im bishalo tishchatu. If it's to tell me you can't shecht it, harei kvar amar lamata. It already says that. Where does it say that? We'll see in a minute. Elamatam Lomar bal takrivu. That means bal takdishu. Don't even be makdishu. Of course you can't be makdishu. Of course you can't shecht it. That's a separate Don't even bring the problem up to right. Mikan Amru Hamakdish Bale Mum Lagab Mizbeach over Mishum Chamisha Shemot. Over five things if you do this. Mishum Bal Takdishu. First of all, you shouldn't have Makdish it. Mishum Bal Tishchedu. Then you're gonna have to check it. Don't do that. Mishum Bal Tizriku. You're gonna resort to Dam. Mishum Bal Taktiru Kulo. If you burn all of it, or Mishum Bal Taktiru Mitzasu. Even if you burn part of it, I'm not sure what this means to hold the part. Even over for Kabbalah Tzedakah. Now we're going to explain everything we just said. We just said, if this pasuk was coming to tell me that I can't shecht the animal, it already said that. Where does it say it? Tanya, it says, Iveres, O Shavur, O Charut, O Yabeles, any animal with a mum, Lo Takrivu. Don't bring that. Not Talmud Lomar. Why does it say Lo Takrivu? Im Baal Takdishu. If it's to tell you, don't be makdish it. Harik for amul lamaila. That's the other pasuk we started out with. It says, "Kol mum asher bo lo takrivu." So there are really two pasukim. Ella matamul bal takrivu bal tashchitu. That means don't shecht it. That means it's two isurim here. Don't be makdish it. And even if you were makdish, don't go ahead and shecht it. Right? The ishe lo titnu mehem elo ishim. Those are the fires. Right? Eli ella kula. That's only if you burn the whole thing. Miksasa and Minayin, Tamaloma Mayhem, Zvikas Dam and Minayin, Hano Kent is Zork Dam, Tamaloma Almazbeah, Lashem, Lorabos, Seir Hamishtaleach. The word Lashem is to be Marbe, the Seir Hamishtaleach, which by the way, doesn't go on the Mizbeah. Even though it doesn't go on the Mizbeah, you still can't bring it if it has a mum. Why? Because it says Lashem. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hashem l'rabotu? Hashem means to be marbe, including asir mishtaleach. But Tanya, we have the exact opposite story. E karbon, it says in the Torah that by the Melechet Hamidyon, Torah that uses the word karbon, the things that were berek abayim. All the booty that they got from Hamidyon, that was all berek abayim. Even the Torah uses the word karbon. So shemei ani afkachi berek abayim. That's called berek abayim. Shenikru carbon kinyan. Shenemar v'nakrev is carbon Hashem. Right? So what's the question? The question is, and what does it say over there? That pasuk is talking about this issue of shchut echod. Okay? I'm not allowed to do things outside the Beit HaMikdash. But that only applies to Kabbalah. It doesn't apply to Berek HaBayis. Talmud Lomar, El Pesach Al Moed. One more minute. So if I donate an animal for Berek HaBayis and I shecht it outside, I'm not over anything. But I'm not going to exclude a sir mishtaleach and a parah aduma. So maybe if I throw a sir mishtaleach off a cliff, I'm going to be over shchut echot. It's ridiculous. It's belonging. Talmud Lomar, Lashem, right? Mi shi miuchadim Lashem, yotzi elush ein miuchadim Lashem. So from the word Lashem, what do? We excluded Seir Mishtaleach is not an itzer of shchut echot. And just a minute ago, we used the word Lashem to include Seir Mishtaleach can't have a mum. So which one is it? Does Lashem mean to exclude or does it mean to include? We'll pick up the answer tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.